"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. After 4 o'clock, the show becomes a podcast, John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app. And I learned today, here's one trick for those of you bitching and complaining all the time. It's too hard to figure out the podcast. Just take your iPhone and say, Siri, open iHeartRadio and play John and Ken. Okay, that's all you do. Siri, open iHeartRadio and play John and Ken. And
download numbers tell me most people find it easily. So who are you talking about?
The ones who haven't downloaded.
They come up and complain to you?
I have a line outside my house every morning. Sick of these people, okay? Get a job. Leave me alone.
I got your Magistan picture.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
But I wanted to see the guy behind this, and he's not in the picture. It's just the stand.
No.
I just wanted to see if he fit the stereotype I had in my head of what he would look like.
Yeah.
Some bearded guy with a big cowboy hat.
I didn't want to cross six lanes of traffic to go see him. So.
No, it is pretty amusing, though. John's talking about this is in the Valley somewhere?
No, this was in Brentwood. He's normally in the Valley. Oh. Deborah and Eric have both seen this guy. He's on tour. Oh.
So he folds up that whole stand and takes it to different locations and stands there selling Trump merchandise?
Yes. You know, at least he's working.
We begin the hour by talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. The latest on the fires in Hawaii, particularly the island of Maui and that village of Lahaina, which burnt. Let's get Alex on the air to talk about the latest on the people they're still looking for.
Yeah, and some who they're identifying, guys. We knew it was coming at some point, but using DNA, they've now identified the first child among the human remains that they've collected, a seven-year-old boy named Tony Takafua. And the first child being identified, this comes as there have been growing conspiracy theories on the island, and a lot of them fueled by quote-unquote investigative reporters who report on Twitter and Steve Bannon's online show and others, claiming that there are tons of children who they aren't releasing and that they're hiding the data on the children. There's no evidence of that. They have said from the beginning that there are children, that they know that there were children who were killed, but that they are not getting complete bodies, that they only know that they're children based on the tiny bones that have been left behind. Remember, many of the victims were cremated by the fire when it came through. And that they've got to have DNA to match it too. And in many cases, the entire family died or they don't have any DNA yet. So from the beginning, the governor has been saying
there are children. Because as I've shared One car, for example, had a family of four.
And he says that they know another family of seven and others, and the kids were at home that day because school was canceled. So if their parents were at work or at the resorts nearby in Kanapali and couldn't get home to them, or even if the family couldn't get out, they know there are going to be children now, the first one there. But at this point, the police chief is saying, guys, that much like he's likening it to 9/11, where people went to work that day in New York, they never came home, but they also never found their remains, that they were consumed by the explosion and the collapse and the fire. In this case, some people may have been totally consumed, and they're just going to have to presume that they died and never actually find the remains. He put it like this.
I can't guarantee, nor can anyone say, that we got everybody. We're going to do our darndest to get it right and make every effort to do that.
And they are trying to work through that missing list. So the FBI, they've got 1,100 names on their missing list. And in the confusion and the fog of war, and you could argue failure of the county, they did not do an official missing list at the beginning. So all these grassroots groups and organizations, they did their own. And so then you had three or four different lists that were running around. And what was the data for, and how did they take people off of the list and add them to the list? So you've got tons of names on there. What the FBI is now trying to do is authenticate those names. And out of the 1,100, they've got 388 now that they are saying these are verified names. They are real people. They have a first name and a last name and a point of contact, and they cannot find them, versus Bill. You know, who is Bill? You put that out there, everybody's going to know a Bill who lived on Maui, and that doesn't help out. They're putting out the 388 verified names to say, do you know these people? Do you know somebody who lives on Maui or was vacationing on Maui on the day of the fire? If you know they're alive, let us know. And the chief added,
we are asking, if you're on this list, please contact the FBI number provided. If you know the person is safe, please contact the FBI number provided or email mpd@unaccounted@mpd.net.
So essentially what they're doing is crowdsourcing now, trying to bring the numbers down. The cadaver dogs are still in. They're searching right now. They're searching today. The number of dead has been sitting at 115 for the last couple of days, has not been going up. But they know a lot of people are still missing. And so now they're kind of getting to the point where they're saying, we cannot find these people. If you know somebody, let them know.
I must be behind on the conspiracy stuff. People believe that they're hiding the deaths of children?
So at news conferences now, there are all kinds of people, but generally Twitter investigative reporters who are showing up and yelling.
You mean X?
Yeah, I'm sorry, X.
Wait, so these are a bunch of randos that show up.
These are people who show up and claim that they have sources who are telling them things and that they're investigating. God. Of course, they get a following on X of people who are saying, you know, good job for what you're doing, and you're digging on this, and you're getting in there. So they yell, where are the children? And they badger the mayor and the governor and the police chief. There's been a lot of kind of crazy stuff that has gone on the island. There is no proof that hiding the children is one of those that is going
they
on.
They just make stuff up now. This is their.
They took them for a sex ring. That's what they did.
You know, there are all kinds of beliefs out there. When you hear it, you go, what? And then it takes off and people run with it and then locals believe it.
It's a new form of entertainment.
Yeah.
It is. It's always a conspiracy. All right, Alex, thank you very much for that update.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Alex Stone on the grim news that they may never know the identities of some of the victims in the Hawaii fires, particularly the area of Lahaina, the village, because they were burnt so badly. You know, it's tough to find the remains and then do the proper testing to match them.
If everybody's incinerated in the neighborhood, you know, who's going to report anybody missing? Is all the people in the group
are gone. That's what I was
going
to say. Are there parents looking for children that are missing, or did they die too? Right.
If there are parents looking, see, the parents would have many times died with the children.
Like
the whole family would be gone.
Right.
Which reduces the number of people who could say, hey, these people are missing.
All right. When we return, we now focus on the cause and, of course, the main suspect. The company of interest is called Hawaiian Electric. And in fact, the county of Maui has actually filed a lawsuit against that company for its power lines. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about some lawyers representing victims of the fires in Hawaii, also alleging that this company sent out workers to remove possible evidence that their power lines caused.
Well, that is like the most believable story.
I don't think PG&E ever did that, too, did they?
What I'm saying. They're probably pissed off, saying we should have thought of that.
We should have thought of that.
We should have saved a lot of money.
All right, we'll get to these stories when we return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we know a little bit about wildfires in the state of California, and we do know that one of the largest, if not the largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, has had its problems when its power lines go down and start fires. So what they started doing, especially after the 2018 Paradise Fire that killed all those people, is shut the power lines down when there's reports of big winds coming. They don't do this in Hawaii. As a matter of fact, they don't do this really in any other state. How effective that is yet, we don't certainly know for sure. But the problem now in Hawaii is that there is a lawsuit that's been filed by the county of Maui against one of the big utilities there called Hawaiian Electric Company. And they are alleging in this lawsuit, well, you can guess, that the power lines from this company went down and started some of these fires. In fact, there are reports from people who lived in the area. Several people reported utility equipment igniting fires in the hills above Lahaina. A woman said she was leaving for work when she heard a power transformer blow in a field nearby. It sparked the fireworks and landed in a tall grass. That started the fire, said this woman.
So what do criminals try to do most of the time?
What do criminals try to do?
You collect the evidence and make it disappear, right? You throw the gun in the lake. Well, oh, yeah. Hawaiian Electric.
You make sure the body's not found?
Sure.
Right?
Well,
no body, no case,
you
right?
Dispose of as much evidence as possible to make it much more difficult for the prosecution, because it doesn't matter that they know you did it. They have to prove it with evidence in a court. So you have to eliminate the evidence. So this Hawaiian Electric, they went to work, and they're hauling away the electric poles, the power lines, the transformers, the conductors. Everything just disappeared. It's like, why? What did we do? Wasn't us.
It's funny you said that, because Hawaiian Electric issued a statement about this lawsuit by Maui County, and they said, they did that whole thing like, oh, we're still trying to assess the damage and collect the dead, and they're doing this. They're already bringing up litigation. A full investigation has not even been completed yet. Because maybe it does. They won't find anything since you had guys go out and remove.
That shows you.
Yeah, it says here they remove fallen poles, power lines, transformers, conductors. This is according now to lawyers for some of the victims.
When they try to pull the shame card, they put up the shame shield. How dare you?
This is a time for grief.
How dare you? It was like the governor going after Steve Gregory last week. Oh, you're trampling on their dead bodies. People have been incinerated to dust. It's like, all right, how guilty do you
think
you
are? We're still trying to process this.
Look,
how dare you jump ahead and sue?
Just off the top of my head, I can't think of a group that have killed more people than electric
utilities,
utility executives, because when they kill by the hundred.
Yeah, that's true. We went through the whole story with Pacific Gas and Electric. The Wall Street Journal did a great series of stories that how over the years they just skipped maintenance, and as you said before, they've resisted undergrounding these lines in areas that are prone to these high winds.
Right, and because these executives either want to keep the stock price up, or they are judged on their financial results at the end of the year. So they have to keep costs down. Well, maintenance, very costly. Putting power lines underground, very costly. That would impact their bonuses or their stock price. So they don't do it. Right. And I remember the crowd that was running PG&E during the Paradise Fire era. Some of them eventually were forced out, but they ran off with multi-million-dollar golden parachutes.
Yeah, they did get huge deals, yeah.
And they never said boo, never apologized about all the death they caused, all the destruction, and they were never forced to. They were protected by Newsom and the legislature because they had bought everyone off, even Newsom's wife.
Now, oddly, the government agency that's investigating this is ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms. I think it there's usually an E added now, explosives. Because the fires were not on any national forest lands, ATF is the primary federal investigative force. This is only their third wild land fire investigation. But the complaint is that they got there and it looked like, well, they're not saying that yet, but there were lawyers saying that it looked like there had been some tampering with the evidence, so to speak, that they may have moved some of the damning and damaging evidence at the scene, that their down power lines were responsible.
You know, when they start putting utility executives in prison, then you'll see behavior change. Then you'll see that maintenance will be kept up to date. You'll see power lines. There'll be a big project to put them underground. I don't want to hear how it's too expensive. I think this is a little more expensive.
You know, I live up in the hills, and I think I told you this, John, off the air, that I was walking, I think it was 2 weekends ago, and I've been noticing the DWP workers were, they had the street shut down, and they've been working on the street. And I asked them, I said, what are you guys doing? And they said, oh, we're putting up new power lines. And I said, why are you taking down old ones and putting up new ones? Why don't you bury them? Oh, that's too expensive. That homeowners have to pay for that.
Yeah, right. And those guys, those DWP workers, are making fortunes. They're all making six figures from that fat, corrupt union that they work for. And so the money goes to them and not into putting the lines underground.
So a couple of things. They don't have a thing like CAL FIRE in Hawaii. CAL FIRE, of course, in California, immediately sends out investigators. So that's why the ATF has to do this. And there's a law firm that claims that they sent out workers to remove some of the evidence. Now, Hawaiian Electric, they had quite a response here. We took reasonable steps to preserve our own property. It is possible, even likely, that the actions of third parties who we do not control may have resulted in the loss of property or other items related to the cause of the fire. What, so vandals went out there and grabbed some of your equipment and removed it? Because what, they can make money off of it?
Because burned out electrical equipment is really valuable to resell, right?
They may.
Stop it. They're just dogs. They're all a bunch of dogs. They're covering their asses.
All right, when we return, our guest will be Chip Rogers, who's president and CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. If you're a Los Angeles City voter, this is going to be on the ballot next year. It's quite simple. The hotels have to take in the vagrants. Did I explain it well? That is what, and this is the union. The union for these striking hotel workers got enough signatures to get this on the ballot. We'll talk about the details, and we'll talk to Chip Rogers about this.
That's
and
weird.
Its effect. It's effect
why,
on why the
Why do the unions want the mental patients and the drug addicts?
I don't know, but I told you.
I don't get that.
That this has been part of their bargaining with the hotels. They want more done for the homeless. I don't know. It's strange.
Why? Well, their union workers are now going to have to cater to these guests.
All right. That's our next story. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded. and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we've talked about this a few times before, but we're going to talk about it more in depth with a guest. There is a ballot measure coming up next year on the primary ballot for Los Angeles City voters that basically will make the hotels report vacancies and perhaps take in the vagrants. Not kidding you. We're going to talk to Chip Rogers, president and CEO of American Hotel and Lodging Association. The city council put this on the ballot. Apparently, the union collected enough signatures to reach the ballot. And this is the same union that's representing the striking hotel workers, Unite Here Local 11. So let's get Chip on and talk more about this incredibly weird ballot measure.
Chip, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Guys, great to be with you.
Most people don't want to live in a hotel with vagrants, drug addicts, mental patients. Why do the union members want this on the ballot?
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Think about what's happened here. So the union takes money from their own members to create a ballot measure that would put dangerous people in the presence of their members. And so they're taking their money to put them in danger. If I'm a union worker for Unite Here in Los Angeles, I'm going to kick out the leadership. I mean, this is insanity. Look, homelessness is a very serious problem. In fact, 98% of the people in our poll in Los Angeles said it's a serious problem. I've never seen any question poll 98%. So we know that's a fact. But this is not a serious answer. People need help. Go ahead.
What's the point of this? It's going to make a dangerous situation for the union members. It can put hotels out of business. There's plenty of people who are going to say, I'm not going in there. I'm just not going to Los Angeles if there's homeless people in all the hotels.
Well, this is exactly what's going to happen. And this is what happens when you make decisions based on emotion and not logic. So the emotion was, hey, how do we help our hire more housekeepers so we can get more union workers? Well, let's fill up every room. What's the best way to fill up every room? Let's help these people on the streets. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all, because what you just suggested is exactly what's going to happen. People are not going to stay in hotels in Los Angeles, and there will be no hotel jobs because there won't be any hotels. This is the worst idea that I've ever seen make it to a ballot.
That now, was the reason to fill up every room?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, have you read the ballot measure, Chip? Is it really? I mean, literally, it does work like that. Hotels have to tell the city that they have empty rooms, and then they might have to take in the vagrants?
Oh, guys, it's even worse than that. There's other parts of the ballot measure I won't get into today that are not as bad, but really bad. But this particular part of the ballot measure says that at 2 p.m. every day, every hotel in the city of Los Angeles would be required to call City Hall. Now, can you imagine how that's going to work? They won't answer your phone now, but can you imagine at 2 o'clock, every hotel calling all at once? They have to report the number of rooms they have available for that evening, and they have to report what their daily rate is. The city will then take vouchers and hand them out to homeless people so that the homeless guest is going to, and you cannot discriminate. It's not like you can put them in a special section of the hotel. They have to be just like any other paying guest. So they're going to be in the breakfast line the next morning. They're going to be at the pool. They're going to be in the lobby, and they're going to be in the room next door to you. And these are people who need medical help. Hotel employees are not trained to help them.
Yeah, they're not like any other hotel guest. You're absolutely right.
This will destroy the hotel business. That's not what you just laid out. Will only happen once.
As soon as there's an incident, that's going to do it, right?
What woman is going to want to stay in a hotel where you have crack-addicted, meth-addicted vagrants stumbling around? They're predators.
We've already, Yeah, look, we've already seen this happen. I mean, there's a great report out of Stanford University, not exactly a bastion of conservatism, that talks about the percentage of people that are without homes, the unsheltered, the percentage that have drug dependency, the percentage that have a violent history, the percentage who need medical help. And it's somewhere between 25 and 50%. And now you're going to put them in a place where it's going to make the guests in danger and the hotel workers. If I'm a union member, I'm going after my union leadership and saying, why are you doing this to me?
Well, why aren't they?
Well, you'll have to ask them.
See, what makes me think that the union workers have bought into this and they support what the union leaders do?
Well, there's a lot of stories out there about Project Room Key, which is a California project that takes over an entire hotel. It actually brings in nurses. It brings in people to help the homeless when they take over an entire hotel. But there's still somebody that has to clean the room. Those workers are even complaining about it. And that's in a controlled environment. This would be an uncontrolled environment.
Well, and Project Room Key, that was voluntary. The hotels agreed to participate in that. But this would be more mandatory, would it not?
Well, not only do they have to agree, they take over the entire hotel. So it essentially becomes a shelter. It's no longer a hotel.
All right.
But somebody's got to clean the rooms.
The parent companies that own Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, yes. Holiday Inn, just every range of middle class to upper class hotel, they don't have the money to squash this thing?
Well, we'll have to see about that because it is a campaign. And we believe that the average voter, when they understand what's on the ballot, will reject this wholeheartedly. I mean, this is utter nonsense. You know, the average L.A. citizen that's trying to make it day to day, no one's giving them a voucher to go stay at a nice hotel. They should just reject this because it's fundamentally wrong every way you look at it.
Now, this business with the fair market rate, is it possible that a Ritz-Carlton would give a rate that the city doesn't want to pay so they wouldn't send the vagrants there? Are we talking about maybe it'd be hotels that are more on the lower end?
Yeah, it is possible. And it's also going to depend on, you know, which hotels actually have open rooms that night. But at the end of the day, if the message is the city of Los Angeles is taking homeless people and putting them into the hotel next to you, and you just got to kind of take a chance as to whether someone's going to come in, no one's going to book a room. So it's going to destroy every hotel.
No, and you made the best point before. The workers who are part of this union should also object because they'll be subject to the same conditions with the people staying there.
Well, you want to be a housekeeper, a woman in a hallway with a bunch of crazed drug addicts?
You want to go clean up that
room? You're going to get attacked.
I mean, it's as if you would take the housekeepers right now and send them down to Skid Row and say, why don't you clean up this place? You would never do that. It's dangerous. Right. But that's what's going to happen inside these hotels.
This is maybe the nuttiest proposition I've ever
heard. Yeah, I almost didn't believe it was real when I saw it a few months ago.
I still can't believe it.
Actually, it's going to be on the ballot. But that's a big no in our voter guy. Well, Chip, thank you very much for coming on. We'll probably talk to you again before. Is this March it's coming up?
It's in March, yes.
All right. We'll probably talk to you again closer to the vote time. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
That's Chip Rogers, president and CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. And, well, they're trying to get the word out. Vote no. There's a ballot measure coming next March for L.A. voters that would force the hotels to take in the vagrants.
They really
have to report their vacancies.
They really want to destroy the city, this crowd. This crowd of progressives want to destroy the city. And they've already half done it. Why? Why do you want to destroy the city?
Has Bassetti or anybody taken a position on this? Looks like the city council was like, well, they got enough signatures anyway. We'll just put it on the ballot. But has any of the political jerks? The only one I remember years ago was Mike Bonin, who wanted to force some of the high-end downtown L.A. hotels to take in the vagrants. Remember that? He tried to do that, like some sort of takeover thing?
Only psychotic people would be in favor of this.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, the iHeart app for the John and Ken on Demand podcast. Listen all weekend.
Yeah, well, guess what? News this afternoon, more fun news from Metro. They found a burned body at a Metro train station in Lynwood. A burned body. The body was discovered just after 7 a.m. on the stairs of the Metro Green Line station on Long Beach Boulevard in Lynwood.
A burned body. That's why Metro is the first choice. For
they responded to reports of a trash fire, and then they found a burnt guy.
So they thought it was a pile of trash.
that somebody reported they thought there was trash on fire, and it could be a vagrant who got set on fire by,
you know,
maybe another vagrant or some other.
If only they were allowed into the hotels.
That's the answer, John. Just find them housing.
Right. You'll be walking out of the Ritz-Carlton, and you'd see a guy burning in your hallway because the union wanted that.
We now go to San Francisco, where I mentioned yesterday, and now we have the results. They were going to have a news conference to announce measures they were going to take to stop the car break-ins. And while they were setting up the news conference, somebody's car, a tourist car, got busted into. So they're launching a new series of operations, and one of them is decoy cars. The San Francisco Police Department is going to plant cars on the streets. They're bait cars. So that, and I guess they're going to monitor them, surveil them, and then if those guys come along and break into them, they'll be right there to nab them.
And then what?
Well, they believe, like the smash and grabs, these are small organized rings that do this. As you like to say, John, it is a small percentage of people that commit a high percentage of the crime.
Yes.
So they think if they can nab, you know, a few dozen of these guys, they may put a dent in the problem.
Right, but they'll be let go. Because when you steal a bag out of the back of somebody's car,
that is low level, nonviolent, very good. That's a misdemeanor,
and there's no bail, and it's a misdemeanor, and so I don't understand. This is just theater to try to convince the public. Oh, we're on top of this. We're going to stop all the smash and grab robberies. You'll see. No, they're not going to stop anything unless the guy absolutely goes to prison for a long time.
Yeah, you know what we should do if we could?
It's nonsense.
Because supposedly back when this was happening with smash and grabs in L.A. in 2021, they nabbed some of those people.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, you're right. What kind of prison sentence did they get?
And,
or as you said, were they released like a few days later?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they were. That's the thing. You don't see anybody. You don't see Karen Bassetti. You don't see Gascon. You don't see Michael Moore, the LAPD chief.
Nah,
boy, is he, he's a waste. Why don't you hold a press conference?
Mr. Take a Knee.
That's right. I guess he's always on his knees every time I see him. Why don't you stand up on your feet and hold a press conference and tell us how all these guys have been in prison for the last year and a half? That's what I want to hear. That's what everybody wants to hear. That all the smash and grabbers from November, December 2021 have been in prison ever since. If you come out and say, well, no, actually, they only spent about 6 days in jail, then I know it's the same guys running around doing the same thing because there was no consequence. And if there's no consequence, all your stupid task force bait cars is garbage. What do you think? I'm an idiot? You think we're all morons?
Meanwhile, a new poll from Gallup reveals that half the country thinks San Francisco is a dangerous city. In 2006, 70% said they thought the city was safe. It's dropped now to 52% in the latest survey. No surprise, Seattle, Minneapolis also had big perceptions of not being safe in the latest poll. They've all fallen during the past 17 years. Yeah, what do those cities have in common? Seattle, of course, had the big uprising in 2020. Remember that, where Antifa people took over?
Yes. What was
Minneapolis, of course, is where George Floyd was killed, and that had a lot of problems. And, of course, San Francisco, we've chronicled.
These are all defund the police cities.
Oh, and Chicago, too. Yeah. Not surprising.
Well, yeah, because these are all the progressive experiments, every one of them. So people have watched now patiently for the last 3 years, and it's like, oh, this is anarchy. This is mayhem. If I go there, I'm going to die. Honestly, your chance of dying in San Francisco is much higher than if you go to many other cities in this country. So people aren't going to go.
Of course, like with most polls, 75% of the Democrats polled said San Francisco's safe. Only 32% of Republicans held the same view. Most Democrats were likely to believe all of the cities were safe except for two, and those were Chicago and Detroit. Those are the only two cities Democrats picked out and went,
What has to happen in San Francisco to convince this crowd?
They don't think car break-ins is a big problem, I guess.
You know, I'd love to take them on
Chicago
a tour.
Chicago has a lot of homicides.
Why don't they should have a tour of the Tenderloin District. In fact, all these people who say San Francisco is actually safe, you go stand in the Tenderloin District for 3 hours. Just stand there. See what happens to you. Just stand there. Let's see if you make it. I dare you. Fools.
All right. All right, when we return, we're here, the 3 o'clock hour on a Friday. Mm-hmm. We're not sure what's going to be in the Moistline bag because both of us weren't here the first 3 days.
Yeah, what are we getting next hour? Because
Rick, what are we getting?
You'll just have to wait and find out.
All right.
That's a good promo.
He doesn't give us bad stuff.
When we return, Steve Gregory is coming on.
But maybe today's different.
The shocking news of the arrest of a 14-year-old. A 14-year-old in connection with several murders. You might guess it's probably gang-related. He'll give us all the details, and then we'll have the Moistline callers. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app. Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.